speaking up and saying what you only wish you could. Here's Gruber.
Time for an update now on a story we've been following for a long time. And that is the extra weight given to California politically for counting illegal aliens among everyone else. California has an estimated 3.5 million illegal aliens living there. And if the average member of Congress represents 750,000 people, then that would represent 5 seats in Congress, giving California undue influence when it comes to things like the presidential election. It gives California undue influence because California has 3.5 million illegals. If states like Nevada or Montana don't let in illegals at the rate that California does, then disproportionately they are on the short end of that stick. So now the Supreme Court appears that it's going to lean toward allowing the census question. The arguments happened yesterday. They're split along ideological lines on whether the citizenship question can be included on forms for the upcoming 2020 census. Of course they are. Because, you know, nobody can just figure out, independent of ideology, what the founders would have thought about, you know, counting illegals. I mean, do we count people that are here on vacation, too? I mean, come on. And allow non-citizens to vote? Well, Democrats would have you do that. Of course, Bernie Sanders would allow convicted felons, mass murderers, to vote while incarcerated. That's his dream of the perfect America. And, of course, the voting age would drop to 16, and we'd get rid of the Electoral College. We'd pack the Supreme Court. We can get it all done. But based on questioning during Tuesday's oral arguments at the High Court, the SCOTUS justices appear ready to vote 5-4 to allow the Trump administration to add the hotly contested questions to forms for next year's national headcount. Sonia Sotomayor led the liberal justices, almost immediately began peppering the Trump administration attorney, U.S. Solicitor General Noel Francisco, with questions about the arguments and criticizing the administration's justification for the question. There's no doubt that people will respond less to the census if it includes the question, Sotomayor said. Justice Elena Kagan adding that the record of evidence for the case shows that the need for citizenship question is a contrived one. You know, it always used to be here. This is not the first time that a nationality or citizenship question would be asked on the form. Certainly not contrived. You know, when you look at California already having undue influence on national elections because the state is too big and has too much power, if you divided California even into a third, if you took off the third, the northern third of California, and made it a smaller state, it would be more appropriate. The conservative side of the bench pointed to the discretion of Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who oversees the Census Bureau. Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch nodded to the history of the U.S. Census, asking questions about citizenship status in the past. In multiple lawsuits brought by dozens of states, cities, and other groups, 3 federal judges at U.S. district courts have issued rulings blocking the administration's plans for the question. It asks, is this person a citizen of the United States? That's it. Nothing more. All 3 judges coming from, you guessed it, New York, California, and we'll throw Maryland in for good measure, but 3 very liberal states ruled that Ross's decision to include that question violated procedures for adding new census questions under administrative law. The judges in California and Maryland have also ruled that adding the question is unconstitutional because it hurts the government's ability to carry out the constitutional mandate for a once-a-decade headcount of every person living in the U.S. It doesn't violate the Constitution at all. It does not violate the Constitution. They're asking for everybody to be counted. But they want to know how many citizens there are and how many non-citizens there are. It's a fair question. If somebody opts to violate the law and not answer the census question, that's different. The government isn't making an unconstitutional request. Fulfilling its obligation by asking the question is fulfilling its constitutional obligation. It's black and white. Of course, population counts from the 2020 census will determine how many congressional seats and electoral college votes each state gets for the next decade. The data also guide the distribution of an estimated $880 billion a year in federal funding for schools, roads, and other services. This is not benign information, says Herman Haberman, a former deputy director of the Census Bureau. People's lives are going to be affected by it. That's right. That's why accurate information is just extremely important. And I certainly hope the Supreme Court does the right thing. And the right thing is to ask where these folks are from. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. A quick update now to the story of the Easter Sunday massacre in Sri Lanka. More than 300 killed, more than 500 maimed and injured. And now Sri Lanka, which had been named as a top destination. In fact, it was named number one in one major guidebook for tourist attractions and places to go. Well, tourists are scrambling to flee Sri Lanka and canceling holidays after that string of suicide bomb attacks, sparking big concerns for the tourist industry there. It's in a tailspin. It was almost instantaneous. The attacks on hotels and churches came as Sri Lanka was emerging as a leading tourist hotspot. But the Easter Sunday massacre of Christians, more than 300 died, more than 500 wounded, many still critical, it pushed people to say, you know what, no thank you. German schoolteacher, here's an example. Martin Ewist arrived in the island nation 2 days ago hoping to be for a peaceful holiday for his wife and 12-year-old daughter, but that all changed when he heard about the attacks. We're leaving as soon as possible, he said. Difficult situation. We're like sitting ducks because they couldn't get out immediately. They had to sit and wait for their embassy to get them out. We just want out. We don't want to be here. We want nothing to do with this. And that's what terrorism has done for Sri Lanka. I'm going to expect that the government cracks down really hard there and puts its boot down on this whole mess and ferrets out the murderous Muslim extremists that were behind all of this. 24 arrests so far, and the number's rising. It's 52 after on a Wednesday. So good to have you here. Quick break. We'll be right back.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.